This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The first threat has been leveled at Arcade City for coming into Austin, Texas. We'll give you an update on the Austin transportation, I don't know if you want to call it a war. Basically, Uber and Lyft have closed up operations and have left the city.
Massacre.
Because the government has decided to crack down and threaten them, and we'll get into that here in moments. But also, you can join us, the toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. And other news related to, in the last hour, Mark, you told us about an 11-year-old born a male.
No, who, female.
I'm sorry. Born a female, wants to be male, feels like the, you know, she is a male. And dad, not happy with that. Mom supports her child's decision in this particular case, and a judge has backed the mother. A judge has said that not only is she allowed to continue her treatments, because she's taking some sort of pill to repress hormones, but she's also, but dad also has to respect this decision and refer to her with the male pronouns that she'd prefer to be referred to with. So, pretty disturbing story in that I support people's ability to choose whatever they want for themselves. And I think that even young people should be able to make those choices. But it brings up some interesting questions because, first of all, I don't think that someone else should have their freedom of speech repressed simply because they, you know, are of a different mindset of the person who is trying to make that choice. In the case of a dad and a mom of a child who's making the choice to be a different gender, then things get pretty sticky because who really should get to decide these things? Should it be the child who's making the decision? Even if both parents don't want it to happen, should the onus of that decision be laying completely on the child, or is there somebody to whom that must be appealed to? Why do we look to a government judge for this kind of thing?
Why a judge?
Yeah. And if not the judge, then who? And how?
According to the American College of Pediatrics, a voluntary association of medical practitioners recently released a statement declaring that conditioning children into believing a lifetime of chemical and surgical impersonation of the opposite sex is normal and helpful is child abuse.
Hmm.
Clearly they have an opinion, right? The statement adds that, and I think this is a little more important to me, the statement adds that while 9 out of 10 gender dysphoric children, and at least they admit that there's something called gender dysphoria, ultimately accept their biological sex, those that do not are committed to a lifetime of carcinogenic and otherwise toxic cross-sex hormones and will likely consider unnecessary surgical mutilations of their healthy body parts as young adults. Sounds pretty loaded in their direction.
Now, yeah, they've got... That's not a scientific statement.
The 9 out of 10 part?
No, when you start using words like mutilate instead of alter, that's passed into emotionalism. I don't consider that a scientific
statement. I agree with you that they truly mess up their whole, statement here.
What was that organization called?
This is the American College of Pediatricians, which sounds very legit, doesn't it? But the statement
does
sound...
although I think the action... I seem to remember an organization called, that could be a sound-alike organization. I'd be curious to find out what the actual premier organization for pediatricians is.
Yeah, so the American College of Pediatricians is, according to Wikipedia, a small, socially conservative, you think?
Uh-huh. Well, there's a flashing banner for the Catholic hard-hitting Catholic news magazine called in Faithful Insight.
Their Association of Pediatricians and Other Healthcare Professionals in the United States was founded in 2002 by a group of pediatricians as a protest against the American Academy of Pediatrics, which may be what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Protest against the AAP support for adoption by gay couples.
Ah.
So this group was formed in opposition to the idea of gay couples being able to adopt children.
It's a hate group.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we talked about that particular issue too, and where my stance is that I would say it is not optimal for a child to be raised by parents of the same sex.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because I consider it to be suboptimal.
Why?
I would consider opposite sex to socialize kids into the best scenarios, the best way of thinking for them. However, I will also state that there is no such thing as an optimal pair of parents. So therefore, who am I to judge what sort of suboptimal
parenting?
Yeah,
I think it's insane to say, oh, just because somebody's got two dads or two moms or whatever means that it's somehow less optimal than having one sex and the other sex. That doesn't make any sense. It's not based on anything except your emotions. Whereas, for instance...
No, it's not based on my emotions. It's based on my understanding of sociology and the way humans interact.
If you could find young people who are raised by gay couples and show that they were just as well adjusted, if not more so well adjusted to society, then that would completely disprove it. Well, how do you define all of this?
I can tell you, I know somebody who is not.
What does that mean?
You are not well adjusted. So therefore,
I wasn't raised by a gay couple.
I know. I have no idea.
I was raised
by
a couple.
Being well adjusted to a profoundly sick society is not necessarily a sign of health.
My parents were fine.
They seemed like really good folks.
Good
I don't
folks.
Know where this
they
went
didn't
wrong.
Beat me. They didn't. They didn't divorce.
Were your parents gay?
No, they were not.
Okay.
And they are not. They're still together. They're not divorced.
Nope.
They got along well. They loved me. They took care of me. And, God has blessed them for it. I appreciate it. And they didn't beat me. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
There's plenty of heterosexual couples who are abusive towards their children.
Sure.
Plenty of them. And there are plenty of gay couples who are very, loving towards one another, who would love to share that love with a child, but they aren't able to do so.
They're choosing to have a child when they adopt.
It wasn't an accident.
Right. It's not something that's just foisted upon them, which in so many cases, again, I would consider that suboptimal, maybe even more so.
Which means that it's more likely that a gay couple's probably better adjusted.
Oh, I'm not.
Because they're choosing to do it.
I'm not talking about statistics. I'm just saying there's so many things that make somebody sort of suboptimal as parents. And that it's a world full of suboptimal people, and I cannot sit here and say how a couple, whether they're the same sex or different sex, will do as far as taking care of an adult, raising a child to adulthood. I just don't know, so I don't take a stance on that, but I phrase it in a way so that other people can understand that, look, I tend to agree that a heterosexual couple is probably more optimal, but heterosexual couples are messed up too. So what do we do with a world full of messed up people? I guess we just stay out of each other's
business. Let them adopt the kids if they want to adopt the kids. There's plenty of people out there in the world of adoptables. And so to say that because someone, and you're not saying this is what the American College of Pediatricians is saying, to say that a gay couple shouldn't be able to adopt is relegating all of those adoptable children
to foster care
and orphanages and things like that.
Raised by a gay couple, we would I think all agree would be better than being raised by the state.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
I'd probably say
let them do it. But yeah, this is this group is an interesting.
Let me tell you more about them. The American College of Pediatricians, again from Wikipedia. Membership has been estimated between 60 and 200 members. By the way, it's usually a bad sign when an organization won't tell you how many members they have, and you have to take a guess. At that,
What is the American Association of Pediatrics?
The other group, the American Academy of Pediatrics.
They probably have more members named Steve than this organization has.
The AAP, the bigger group, has over 60,000 members.
Yeah.
So the American College of Pediatricians, which is the small socially conservative group, describes itself, quote, as a, quote, national organization of pediatricians and other healthcare professionals dedicated to the health and well-being of children. So they'll accept more than just pediatricians, too, in their memberships. You can be other healthcare professional and also join this group just because they need the members.
Yeah, nosy nurse.
Committed to fulfilling its mission by producing sound policy based on the best available research to assist parents and to influence society in the endeavor of child rearing, unquote. Further, this is Joseph Zanga, who is the past president of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the larger group, has described the smaller group as a group of Judeo-Christian traditional values that is open to pediatric medical professionals of all religions. I'm confused there. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450. Okay, I see. Zanga is a past president of the AAP who helped found the smaller organization. So he was describing his own newer group. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Join us toll free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything you want to discuss. We've also got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Could you use up to $35,000, whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason? LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. It's quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states, and you can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com right now, and LoanUS.com connects you with lenders but is not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details.
I went through their process at LoanUS.com, and it was fast and easy.
So Austin is now, Austin, Texas, is now threatening the folks over at Arcade City and the other startups that are coming into the business. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But first, Amazon may be selling you your diapers soon, whether adult or baby diapers. They're looking to launch their own private label brand, and actually they apparently have already done so. I've actually got Amazon batteries, so I needed some AA batteries, and I, you know, looked at the price at Walmart because I was there, and I decided, what do they sell batteries for on Amazon? And I went on there, and they should have their own brand of batteries now that I don't know if they've been tested to see how much better they are than the big-name brands, but they're cheaper, so I went ahead and got them. And Amazon apparently is going to start selling its own brand of snacks, diapers, and detergent, a move a lot of traditional retailers have already made. This is a story from Recode.net, but Amazon isn't a traditional retailer, so this move could be very meaningful for Amazon and its competitors. The e-commerce powerhouse will soon begin selling its own packaged goods exclusively to Amazon Prime members under brands like Happy Belly and Mama Bear, according to the Wall Street Journal.
Happy Belly and Mama Bear, all right.
Sound vaguely Chinese. I would expect to say, if somebody asked me the nationality of those two brands, I would guess Chinese. Happy Belly?
Could very well be manufactured there. I don't know where they're going to be doing this. A lot of private labels are actually made by major manufacturers, but then they just slap a different label on the package and send it off to Sam's Club or whoever it is that they're selling it for, or whoever's selling it.
Probably these days the private label is made by some factory in China, and the major manufacturer and the private label, the major manufacturer gets their batteries there, and then they do private label stuff when they have some time.
Amazon already sells things like electronic accessories, office supplies, and even clothing under a variety of its own brand names. Now it's going all in on groceries and household products. While some people will point out that so-called private labeling is nothing new, grocery stores and big box retailers have been increasingly pushing their in-house brands. This is a much bigger deal, they claim. And they say that's because growth in retail is all going to be online, and Amazon owns online. It already accounts for half of all sales growth in U.S. e-commerce. That's a pretty big statistic. Amazon accounts for half of all sales growth of U.S.-based e-commerce. Now, there's some international competitors that are nipping at their heels and or might be bigger. I've heard Alibaba Group is actually larger now than Walmart. And Alibaba, I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they made some headlines in the United States last year, I believe, with an initial public offering. It's a website that actually, you know, allows people to sell things online, companies and, you know, Chinese-based manufacturers to sell direct to consumer as well as to sell wholesale lots of products. So I've purchased, for instance, I bought radios from Alibaba, like a batch of 10 at once. And it's a huge, huge website with a tremendous array of products available on it. So Amazon's not number one in the world, but in the United States, they're pretty dominant as far as online sales goes. Amazon's moving to consumer packaged goods gives it even more opportunity to flex its muscle with suppliers. That means giving its own products better placement on its site and undercutting competitors on pricing. Now, of course, one of the things that the grocery stores have been known to do is to charge for that eye-level space. So if Kellogg's on the cereal aisle, you get your Kellogg's, you get your General Mills, you got your private label from the store brand and the Malt-O-Meal bags, the sort of the average height of the human being, the human adult or whatever that is, that level of shelf.
They know which one's important, I can tell you that.
That level of shelf is the most valuable shelf in the grocery store aisle, and they will charge Kellogg's or whoever to have that preferred location. So maybe Amazon will start doing that too. Hey, battery manufacturers, if you want to get your batteries on the first results when people search for AA batteries on Amazon, then you can pay us this amount of money. We'll go ahead and put your products up there. Otherwise, it's going to be the Amazon brand that's the first result. Because why would Amazon want to put anyone else on top otherwise? Because they can offer their products cheaper. And what Amazon wants is when you search for a product to find the best deal. They want the best priced product to come up at the top. Sometimes you can search for something on Amazon and you'll get 30 different results for the same product because yeah. Amazon allows companies to sell through it.
Sure.
And so there may be different people that are sort of retailing these products out through
Amazon. I just
want
it sorted by Prime. It really stinks when you know, get this, oh, that's what I want, and then you're like, oh, no, that's not Prime. Oh, no.
Well, this is going to be Prime only, apparently, which is a surprise to me.
Well, why wouldn't it be? It's Amazon stuff.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they want to sell it to someone else? Maybe it's because it's the free shipping. Maybe the idea being that if you're buying groceries, if you've ever looked at grocery prices online, they seem expensive because you're shipping just one bag of chips. And so, you know, you're going to pay more for the shipping than you would if you were just at Walmart or the grocery store and grabbing the bag off the rack, because the company, Walmart or whoever, has shipped a box full of chips or a pallet full of product, and they've gotten shipping discounts because of that. But Amazon, maybe that's why this is Prime only, because Prime gives you free two-day shipping, and so people won't calculate in – they don't have to calculate in the shipping price. They can just load up their cart, so to speak, with these consumables. And
sure.
And this will be good business for Amazon because, you know, they sort of made their bank selling books and DVDs back in the day, which aren't consumables. You're going to buy a book, it's going to sit on your shelf. You're going to buy a DVD, it's going to sit on the shelf. This – is good recurring income for Amazon to get into this business.
Yeah,
it is a smart move.
I think it's gonna. It'll be surprised me if food is somehow shifted over, even the dry goods food, is shifted over to Amazon. But it surprised me that they were able to, you know, just destroy these big box stores the way they have. Right now, we do most of our shopping online through SaveItPurse.com, which uses Amazon as a fulfillment organization. And
you might also be using Amazon when you don't know it. For example, when I buy the boxes of 36 candy bars or whatever for the Slapnext store, I buy those on Amazon and then resell them. So, and in that case, you're buying 36 items, so shipping isn't that big a deal. And generally, I'll be buying many boxes at a time, like maybe 10 boxes at a time. If that all comes in one box, it's not that bad to shop.
Now, are you using Purse, or are you just doing it straight through Amazon?
Because when I use Amazon, I use Purse, but I also use Boxed.com, which is all wholesale, and it sometimes does better.
Sometimes
cheaper. Yep.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll talk more about the plan to dominate private labeling, because they've got this reordering thing that they're doing with Amazon as well. I don't know if you've seen the little button that you can push to reorder more product directly from Amazon, but they have that. That's thing. 855-450-3. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctor's Don't Lie Guy. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Amazon getting ready to get into the private label business, more so than they currently are. The story over at Recode.net, which is, I think, based on a Wall Street Journal article, but since the Wall Street Journal won't let you read their news stories without paying them, we're using the Recode version of the story here. They do point out that Amazon already has some store label, private label brands, like in the electronics realm. I've got some Amazon AA batteries sitting in a drawer over here, and they seem like a fine product. They come bulk. They're not pretty packaging. It's just a cardboard box with an Amazon label on it. You don't need fancy packaging if you're not trying to stand out from the competition at a store shelf.
Does the battery itself say Amazon on it?
I believe it does. I'll get them out for you.
Because I've seen batteries that are just like silver. You know?
No, this actually is properly branded Amazon batteries, which makes sense. Amazon wants to put their name on the products that they're putting in your home so you'll remember where they came from. The story here from Recode.net about Amazon, we're going to continue that. And they say here that the growth in retail is all going to be online over time. And Amazon, of course, owns online in the United States. Amazon's move into
Alibaba would care to differ the rest of the world, but
and of course there's no lock-in online, so really they don't own anything.
Lock-in? What do you mean?
Well, basically, I mean, if you have grocery stores all over America, that's a lot of physical capital And it's very difficult. Somebody else has to come and buy those stores or buy stores in the same location to compete with you.
True.
With internet sales, there's nothing. An internet retailer could very easily lose 2/3 of its customers in a day, not in a day, but in a few weeks if something better came down the pipe.
That's true, but also gives them advantages, like not having the physical capital and only having to ship out of a warehouse and not having to worry about the, you know, the rent costs and all the other nonsense. The employees, because Amazon's mostly automated in their warehouses. It's almost all robot pickers that are picking and shipping and packing products to go out the door, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. I've never been
pretty
on a tour.
Your robot drones delivering them.
They're working on that. The move offers Amazon the chance to pad its bottom line, something Jeff Bezos hasn't traditionally been willing or able to do. Private label brands typically carry higher profit margins, in part because the companies selling them don't put big marketing campaigns behind them. And that's true. It's always been the advertising pitch behind some of the lesser brands out there, like Malt-O-Meal cereals. That's the company that sells the cereals in the bag.
You're a big fan, I know.
I'm a huge fan of Malt-O-Meal because they completely aped every single cereal that they're you know, copying, basically.
I'm against cereal.
And they sell them for less. And their pitch is, hey, we don't spend money on the advertising like these other companies do, so we can pass on the savings.
I'm not a big fan of cereal, but I gotta say, you know, if you're gonna get garbage, you might as well get
cheap
garbage if it's just as good as for you as the regular garbage.
I'll go ahead and say that, you know, when I was single and I bought Fruity Pebbles, I would buy the colorful Wham Whams or whatever the hell they're called by the Malt-O-Meal.
Can't tell the difference.
No, they're the same.
The move also, let's see here, think of the damage done, the damage Amazon already does to competitors at low margin business. Now imagine what happens when it starts generating real profits on stuff like cereal and soap. The move is also a way to increase the power of Amazon Prime, the $99 a year unlimited shipping program that fuels Amazon's retail growth. Prime customers spend more on Amazon than non-members and are more loyal, too. By adding another perk, Amazon can make its best customers even more loyal. There is risk here, of course. Some Amazon-branded products have already flopped, including its Amazon Element diapers, which were pulled for design flaws shortly after launch. Oops, you don't want to mess up the design on a diaper.
Yeah.
Now Amazon is selling its own brand of products that people will eat and drink. So bad experience with that stuff, let alone a safety issue, can do harm to Amazon's well-cultivated brand. But Amazon sits on so much data that it has a good chance at getting at least some of these new bets right. And as long as they pick a good manufacturer who's going to be, you know, putting out this product, they don't really have to worry about quality issues. You just go with it.
Well, I mean, usually you would just go and see what the same manufacturer is already producing under another label.
Yes, exactly. You
know. But then, of course, you're going to be telling them to rebalance the ingredients for your price range you want, your target.
So we mentioned that there's this service Amazon has that is allowing customers to reorder products with the push of a button. And I'm not sold on this idea. I think it seems kind of clunky, personally. But some people, you know, are obviously excited about it. People who are super loyal to one particular brand would like this. It's the Amazon Dash button. And they're selling these tiny little, they look like, I don't know, maybe the size of someone's thumb. There's like a little area that you would press with your finger and then a little area that would contain the electronics that are in this thing. It's basically a Wi-Fi-based device that is somehow preset. There's a brand on the device. So, you know, here's one for Charmin, another one for Angel Soft, for Tide. So there's a lot of kind of laundry-based products. But there's also,
I can see how it would be convenient if you often forget to get the necessities, you know?
Sure. If you're down in the basement doing some laundry and you think, oh, I need some more laundry detergent, but then you've forgotten that you need more laundry detergent because the phone rang or, you know, by the time you got upstairs, the kids are yelling at you and you never really got around to reordering, and then before you know it, you're out of laundry detergent.
The way we deal with this at our house is that we have three in the case of laundry. So
three boxes or three bottles or whatever.
Bottles.
So when you're on the last one,
my wife uses Purex because it's clear. And you know, so she if she's runs out, she's got an empty bottle, right?
Time to get another.
There's two more. Yeah. It's time to get another one. If she fails to do that, and uses up the second bottle by
now
the time.
It's really time to get it.
Now it's really time. Yeah. And, you know, if you go through all three, then you're just, you don't care about the system anymore.
Yeah, I've got a similar buffer system where I'll have two of things. So I'll have the toothpaste that's open, and then I'll have an extra one. And so when I crack into the extra one, that's when the next toothpaste goes on.
Yeah, I think that we had that system at one point, and then I don't tell
her. Your family grew.
Well, I just don't tell her, that, and I'm sure Jack doesn't tell her either, that, oh, you know, this thing's out or that thing's out. And she's completely responsible for reordering these things, so that, you know, I can see why she would be frustrated.
So, I mean, the way Amazon pitches this, it makes it seem like it's super easy, but as you, it's one of the objections you brought up, Mark, when we were looking at this a few moments ago off the air.
Putting it on your Wi-Fi network.
We've got a Wi-Fi clock here in the studio, and it's an analog clock. It shows us what time. Rich, you look confused.
Why?
Why is it a Wi-Fi clock?
Why Wi-Fi?
Because atomic time. So
yeah,
we used to have one of the atomic time, the classic atomic time clock, which is supposed to tune into, what I forget what the call letters are, but there's a certain transmitter in Colorado that transmits at like 50,000 watts or something like that on a low frequency that can kind of basically blanket the entire country with a signal. But it doesn't make it into Keene, New Hampshire, because we're in a valley. It makes it to your house, Mark, because you're
really.
Not in a valley.
Only on a good day.
Oh, really? So it's still kind of iffy. So we had one of these old Wi-Fi tech clocks in here. It just never got the signal. So I looked for another solution, and there are Wi-Fi-based atomic clocks. Unfortunately, they're all analog style, so we couldn't get like a digital-looking one. So we got this old classroom-style kind of classic-looking clock in here that's actually run off of a Wi-Fi signal. But it's a pain in the butt to set it up. I mean, it doesn't have a screen on it, so you have to like put it in a certain mode, and then you've got to get on your laptop, and then you've got to go to the IP address, and then you've got to go and type in your password into it and set up the network that it connects to. So do you have to go through all of that with these dash buttons? That seems like a lot of hassle.
Amazon is not the sort that would mess that up.
That would do
up.
That,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it. And maybe these things, is it possible they communicate through Bluetooth?
Possibly.
Or some other, with maybe a Wi-Fi device? Like a,
yeah.
That,
so, yeah, okay, here you go.
Like,
yeah, your phone. Is what it says here.
Okay, that's
so, yeah.
It.
So it would be easier to pair it with a phone if it was Bluetooth. Based.
Yeah, Wi-Fi was the wrong implementation for that. I'm glad Amazon didn't go there.
It says here you have to turn both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi on. Anyway, it's an interesting idea, and I'm sure it'll get better over time, but it seems clunky to have like a bunch of these little buttons because there's only one button per product around your house. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there also is still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. In our family's case, from a financial standpoint, this was just a bit over half of what the insurance option was. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate, libertyhealthshare.org.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. You can bring up what you want. Mark is in Salt Lake City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and another Mark. Hello.
Hello, Ian, Rich, and Mark. Hey, I wanted to talk about a conspiracy theory because I love those. I actually came up with this one myself.
Oh, good.
Back in 2012, because, you know, like, there was one time when I was surfing around on Facebook, and one of my Facebook friends got a hold of some documents and put out a call to everybody else and said, hey, let's take a look at these documents that he got from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. And I was related to obtaining, like the actual document was a Department of Justice slideshow entitled Obtaining and Using Social Networking Evidence. And in this slideshow, it goes over all the different social networks, like how big they are, how many users they have, when they were created. And when you get to the section on Facebook, they said, you know, like it's got so many millions or billion users or whatever it is. And then at the very end, it has a little bullet point and it says KoobFace, which is K-O-O-B-F-A-C-E.
K-O-O-B as in boy?
Yes, it's like Facebook, except for it's like the book is backwards, Coop.
Okay.
So I was like, what the hell is this Coop Face thing, right? It says Coop Face, and then in parentheses it says virus/worm, right? And this is a Department of Justice slideshow entitled Obtaining and Using Social Networking Evidence. So I'd never heard of this before, and so I dug into it, and I did a little research on the virus, and it's got a very interesting history. I found an article written on Sophos, which is a network security company. They have their own little blog called Naked Security, and in it they talked about the story of this one particular virus. And it's a 13-page like story of the source code and all that stuff. And these guys who created the virus, they were in Russia and St. Petersburg, and their identities were exposed. They still haven't like moved or been arrested. This is a virus that would do things like it would take over somebody's account and make them post fake things, you know, that said, hey, like, check this out. I found, you know, and so it would send the user to a link that would say you have to update your Flash player. You'd then update your Flash player and then it would infect your virus or it would infect your computer with this virus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it used to be like really, really like prevalent back in like 2010, 2011. It was like all over the place. And so, as I was reading this article, I was like, you know, what are the odds, considering that these guys are still free and walking around and have these brand new like BMWs and Mercedes? Like, what are the odds that this was actually a creation of one, maybe not the U.S. federal government, but maybe some federal or some government somewhere? And so I went on Facebook and I asked a question, and as soon as I did, my computer went crazy. I mean, crazy. It would, like, I'd swipe my mouse across the screen, and all the letters would jumble up and stuff like that. And it wouldn't let me upload anything to Facebook. I was starting to send email messages to people, and they'd never get them. And so it was like, there was a point at which it just got so crazy, I had to, like, stop talking about it. But then it turns out The Intercept did an article on, like, one of the Edward Snowden leaks was related to Facebook. And it says that the first time that you log into Facebook, like when you sign up and log in, it actually, that first time, it redirects you through the National Security Agency through a fake Facebook server. And then after that first initial login, then it sends it goes straight to Facebook from then on. But
was this a recent revelation? Because I know there was a story in The Intercept recently about Edward Snowden. When was this one?
Well, this story in The Intercept, I want to say it was probably about a year and a half ago when they released that. But when I discovered this whole Facebook thing, this was back in like 2012. It was like September 21st of 2012. I remember because that was a very memorable day in my life. And so I actually like created this idea that, hey, maybe Facebook is being used as the primary method of surveillance for the federal government.
Well, there's no doubt they're cozy with the federal government at Facebook.
And it's probably pretty effective as a form of surveillance.
I don't know if your computer going crazy just because you were posting about a virus is anything more than a coincidence. You know, it could have been your video card was going bad or something.
Well, it wasn't just that.
The only way I can see that would be even possible would be if you were previously infected with the virus and the virus somehow saw what you were doing and decided to show itself. But that strikes me as just astronomically unlikely.
Yeah.
Well, let's say that, you know, the
I'm not saying it didn't happen, bro, because there's a lot of things we can't explain that happened in software.
The reason why I'm saying it's probably not just my computer is because it wasn't just on my computer. It was also on my work computer when I was on Facebook at work. It did the same thing. Or it did similar things. So my suspicion is that the virus actually exists on your computer if you actually have Facebook, but it basically lies dormant. Like, this virus isn't just like some small virus. It has the ability, according to Sophos, it has the ability to make your computer like overclock itself until it burns up.
Like, well, the first thing you do in diagnosing this sort of thing is see if it's repeatable. I would try posting the same text to Facebook and see if that happens again. If it does, the next step is to go to another computer somebody else has logged into and say, hey, bro, type this, or make yourself a fake account and make the same post to Facebook
and see if anything happens there. And ideally,
software is predictable.
Yeah, and ideally document it if you can actually show the reaction, because otherwise people just have to take your word for it.
Anybody out there can create a fake account and repeat it themselves if it's duplicatable. Otherwise, you just publish it in the Journal of Irreproducible Results and move on.
Which is a long journal.
I did do a series of screenshots where when the things were going on, it was doing the strange things. I actually did a little print screen, saved a screenshot. I have all that stuff saved.
Were you running antivirus software at the time? I think that's an obvious question.
Yes, I was. I have a Mac, and so the only one that I had available really that was free was Norton antivirus. And I did a scan, you know, and the scan came up clean, like just in the middle of all this craziness, you know.
Now, is the idea that you were going through this long after this this virus had come out, or was it like maybe right when it just came out? Because then, in theory, the virus companies wouldn't know about it.
No, the virus had actually been officially dead when I discovered this whole.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what to tell you. It's weird and. Thank you for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate it. Good luck trying to figure that out. I mean, you can go as deep into that world as
it's a deep rabbit hole
as you want to go.
And the idea of Facebook as a surveillance tool, I think, is kind of interesting. There was Captain America Civil War's out, but the previous Captain America Winter Soldier, the whole concept behind it was that Hydra, which was this evil organization, had infiltrated the governments of the world, specifically the United States government, but governments around the world, and with the intention of being able to create disorder in order to get order. And the way that they did it was by predicting who was going to be the revolutionaries, who's going to be the radicals.
Social media.
Yeah, but well, like all their records. And your social media would be a very easy way to decide.
It's a mineable record for sure.
Who's dangerous?
Hey, we're out of time for tonight. Check out Rich Paul online at invisiblehand.church and check us out over at freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime. freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.